T.J. Newman was a flight attendant working a red eye when she realized just how vulnerable they all were at the hands of the pilot, and just how vulnerable the pilot was with all of their lives in his hands.
It sparked the idea for a nail-biting thriller, which he wrote in between serving cocktails and soft drinks on flights across the country. Her manuscript was rejected dozens of times before it was finally picked up, and now her book, Falling, is being released by Simon & Schuster and has been optioned by Universal for a movie deal. Newman is a Phoenix native who used to work at Changing Hands Bookstore, the same place she's about to hold her first book signing. She spoke more about the book and her story with our co-host, Lauren Gilger.
You were a flight attendant when you came up with the idea for this book. Tell us about that moment, about how this entered your mind.
Yeah, the concept for this book came to me at work while I was working a flight. It was a red eye from Los Angeles to New York, and I was standing at the front of the cabin looking out into the plane, which is, you know, dark, cold, quiet. It's a red eye. Everyone's asleep. And so I'm standing there looking out at the sleeping passengers, and I have this thought that their lives, my life, the lives of my crewmates, all of our lives are in the hands of the pilots. And it was the first time that sort of the flip side of that came to mind, which was that with that much power and responsibility, how vulnerable does that make a commercial pilot? And I just couldn't shake the thought. Hmm. And so several days later, I was working a different trip with a different set of pilots. And I just kind of said to the captain I was flying with, hey, what would you do if, I don't know, your family was kidnapped and you were told that if you didn't crash the plane, they would be killed? What would you do? And the look on his face terrified me.
Did he have an answer?
No. No, he didn't have an answer. And I could see that on his face, and I could see that that terrified him. And it was in that moment that I knew I had to write this story, because I had to figure out what the answer was.
So you start doing it, and you're working as a flight attendant at the time. You've never written a book before. I mean, how did this go? How did you tackle it? Did you teach yourself how to do this?
Pretty much the whole, this entire process from, you know, writing the first page to finding an agent, everything was a DIY. I don't have connections. I don't have ins. I don't have a formal, you know, background or training in writing. I have a degree in musical theater. So it was, I just sort of taught myself how to do it the whole way along. I've been a lifelong reader and a lifelong writer. I've always scribbled stories. It's always been a massive love, and it's been a big dream of mine to be a writer. But formally, no, I had no idea what I was doing. So I just went for it. And I started writing at work on the plane. Red eyes are my favorite flights. I'm a night owl naturally. And so they're quiet. You have a lot of time to yourself because everybody goes to sleep. So a lot of, you know, most flights, when once everybody had gone to bed, I would go into the galley and just start writing pages by hand. And, you know, some flights, it would be really quiet and I could get entire, you know, pages and scenes and chapters and great work in. And then other times people would be up and about and I could just, you know, scribble down a quick note on a napkin or something like that. But it was a, you know, grab 5 minutes here, grab 20 minutes there. And then when I'm on my days off or on a layover, you know, transferring everything to my iPad and keyboard. And yeah, somehow if you do 5 minutes there, 20 minutes there, it becomes a complete book at the end of the day.
That's amazing. So you have a book, you have a manuscript, and you start shopping it out, and you get rejected a lot, it sounds like. Tell us about this.
Yeah. Once I finally felt like I had gotten the book as far as I could take it and that it was ready, I started querying agents, because if you don't know, in the literary world, you have to have an agent to get in the door. There's just no other way. So I start submitting my information and my work to agents, and I submit to 41 who all say, no, thank you. And on the 42nd submission, I got my one and only yes. It only takes one, I guess.
You said you had a background in acting and musical theater, right? Like you might be used to rejections and from that world. Why did you keep going?
Oh, yes. My handful of years in New York City trying to pursue, you know, getting on Broadway and fulfilling those dreams definitely taught me how to thicken my skin, to say the least. But, even if I'm used to rejection, 41 rejections, I'm sorry, you still feel it. I felt it's a lot. Yeah. I felt every single one of those rejections. It was hard. There was a lot of times that I was pretty close to throwing in the towel, but every time that I got that desperate, I just reminded myself that I didn't come this far just to come this far.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'd keep going.
So now you're seeing such great success. The book's coming out in the US. It's already out in the UK and doing really well there. You've got a deal to write another book. Universal optioned this for a movie. You get to quit your job as a flight attendant, right? I mean, how does this all feel?
Surreal. And I know I've been saying that word far too often, but I don't know how to say it any better. It's just, I'm used to rejection. You know, that is my reality, is I'm used to doors not being open. And now to just have all of this good fortune and all of this opportunity is just, it's incredible. I pinch myself every day.
Yeah. So you're also about to release the book at Changing Hands, which is where you worked when you were younger. This must feel like a full circle moment for you.
It is. It's going to be so beautiful. I mean, full circle doesn't even come close. I grew up shopping and Changing Hands. You know, the store in Tempe is up the street from my parents' house. When I moved back from New York and moved back in with my parents, you know, and I'm doing that mid-20s, what do I do with my life now? I'm an abject failure. What do? I got a job at Changing Hands. And it was there that I felt like I'd come home. Not just literally, I'd move back home, but I felt like I'd come back to my community roots and my personal artistic roots. And it felt like this very quiet getting back to who I was. And it was my time working at Changing Hands where my dream of being a published author really became a concrete goal. And to have my first event signing happen there with my old coworkers and with all my friends and family, it is a literal dream come true.
All right. TJ Newman, author of the new book, Falling, joining us today on the show. TJ, thank you so much for coming on and congratulations.
My pleasure, Lauren. Thank you so much for having me.
TJ Newman's event at Changing Hands is on July 5th, and you are listening to the show.